From the 91.5 KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. A winter weather advisory remains in effect for portions of southern Colorado through midnight, including northern El Paso County. Chaffee and Los Animas counties are also included. The National Weather Service reports downtown Pueblo received about 5.5 inches of snow within the last 24 hours, 11 inches in Manitou Springs, and 8 inches in Walsenburg. Colorado Springs saw anywhere from 6 to 11 inches of snow, down tree limbs, and a number of power outages. Toxin levels at two South Pueblo parks within the Colorado Smelter Superfund area are normal, according to the Environmental Protection Agency. 91.5 KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports.
Lead and arsenic were left behind when a South Pueblo smelter ceased operations in 1908. EPA toxicologist Charles Partridge says soil sampling at Bessemer Park and Stouder Park show some of the lowest urban levels of these toxins he's seen. And the two parks could be used without restriction.
For Benedict Park, we need to do a little bit more sampling. Remember, Benedict Park is really right next door to where the smelter was.
The EPA will continue testing soils in the neighborhood. The agency recommends that residents living within the Superfund study area continue removing shoes before entering their homes and wash their hands frequently. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Shauna Lewis in Pueblo.
It's officially election day in Colorado Springs, and all six districts are in play. Ballots must be into the clerk's office or other drop-off locations by 7 p.m. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.